thank you for attending your first probation meeting, Jeremy. As the HR team, we just want to check in and see how you're finding things at Echo.
It's pretty good. Although, there does seem to be a lot of forms to fill in.
Well, Evil Clive's horrible organisation is trying to conquer the world. You've got to expect a bit of paperwork.
Don't get me wrong. It's cool. Filling in stuff on martial arts and rocket launchers. But do I really need a certificate in food safety?
You do if you're feeding the sharks.
Evil Clive has sharks?
He's also got bears, crocodiles, and a sensitive parrot called Startled Jim. A 00 agent must have got into our secret missile room.
Echo has a secret missile room?
You've not completed your online induction, have you?
What do we do?
You need to get over there.
It's too late, surely.
Don't worry, I'll get you an overtime form. You follow the gunfire and you're bound to find something. Where's that death monitoring form?
In this corporation,
we're here to help
with recruitment and selection. We do the payroll and the compensation.
We're here to help
with learning and development.
We're here to help
with performance management. And we'll notify your wife if you get killed in the line of duty fighting spies.
Sarah, you're back. How did the probation go?
He got shot in the head.
We've got to stop ending probation meetings like that.
Who's been moving all the desks around?
Prunella's back from her annual yogi and potpourri retreat. So, we've been feng shuied.
I've only been gone an hour. Oh!
Watch out for the candles. They're meant to cleanse your aura.
He would have done more than that if I didn't have such thick trousers.
Damn it!
What's wrong with you?
It's the bloody computers in this place. I mean, Evil Clive spends millions on lasers, and we have to make do with Windows Vista.
Oh, you can't blame him for wanting to focus his money on evil.
Have you used Windows Vista? I don't know why I bother with this junk. In my day, we just used paper.
I thought in your day it was stick drawings on the inside of caves.
Sarah, you're back. And so am I. Sorry, I was gone a few more days than expected. My chakras were lost.
Along with your marbles.
Sorry, darling?
Nothing, boss.
While I was away, I hope you both had the chance to read my 2,000-word email about inner calm and positivity.
That reminds me, you're positively about to get a complaint about the computer keyboard.
Surely that's an IT issue.
Not when I hit someone across the face with it.
We'd better put on a pot of herbal tea.
Bing bong! Hello. Is this the HR office?
Can't you read the sign?
Yeah, it says intruders will be dropped in a pit.
Ha! It does!
Malcolm, that is not the energy flow this office needs.
You did say we had an open floor policy.
It's open door, you idiot. What's your name, noob?
I'm Jamie, the temp.
Have you come from the agency?
No, my girlfriend's house.
I'll try again. Did you get this job from the agency?
They said you were desperate.
I'm getting positive vibes from this one.
Do you have any HR experience, Jamie?
I had to see them a bunch of times in my last job.
And what's your experience of eagle organisations taking over the world?
Well, I did 6 months in an Amazon warehouse.
Boo! Welcome to Echo. Go make the tea.
Rightio.
Mine's the Yung Yong Bong. It's made from koala spit.
Delish!
Email from the union. They want to reopen pay negotiations.
Again? Oh, you'd better go meet them, Sarah. I sense a negative force and we need to get rid of it quickly.
That's just Malcolm, isn't it?
Very funny. I was actually going to say I might be able to help you with this one.
No way.
I can understand Sarah's reluctance. If this is a delicate situation, perhaps it needs a sensitive touch.
Meaning?
Meaning you can be a bit over-enthusiastic.
You put people in headlocks every time they submit an overtime claim late.
I promise I'll be on my best behaviour.
You won't hit them? Because that would really unbalance the yin-yang.
I won't.
Or push them in a pit.
But that completely undermines our negotiating strategy. You're sending me in with my hands tied behind my back.
That's not actually a bad idea. We've been in this meeting room for an hour. You do get that we're not prepared to reopen negotiations on pay.
Then we'll be here for another hour until you are.
But give us one good reason why we should negotiate.
Because it's dangerous work. That new lad, Jeremy, got murdered this morning.
I know. I had to fill out the form. It was a killer.
If you don't want to take this seriously, we're prepared to strike.
You wouldn't dare.
I would too, dear. I'm not scared of you, Sash Gordon.
Hang on, what did you just call Malcolm?
It's nothing.
Sash Gordon.
Why is Malcolm Sash Gordon?
5 years ago, evil Clive made him wear the scarlet sash of shame for a month after he hired an undercover double O agent to work in comms.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Look, pal, we can take this outside.
Outside, is it? Outside?
Whoa, calm down, chaps. Let's all be adults. Malcolm, why don't you make everyone a tea?
Fine, bloody Sash Gordon. There's only one pack of sugar.
Then I'll have it.
But I have hyperglycemia.
This isn't behaving like adults.
It's his stupid fault.
Tattletale.
Liar.
Idiot.
Enough. I'll have the sugar. If you want something sweet, then share the Italian biscuits. What is it, Malcolm?
His biscuit's bigger than mine.
Have you made the tea yet?
Ding dong. Just bringing it through now.
Good. I'm absolutely parched. What in the name of Earth Goddess is that?
A tea?
It's a crucifix.
It's a lowercase tea.
I'm getting numb from these meeting room chairs.
You've got to meet our demands.
Ain't happening.
My members are the ones who put our lives in danger every day, unlike you lot in your ivory tower.
Evil Clive isn't the one in the tower. We're in that little office between the dungeon of unspeakable pain and the pop-up Starbucks.
I'm not going to keep risking my members' health for minimum wage.
Your henchmen...
Look, we know your members take risks.
Risks? Last year, Derek got totally mullered by an agent trying to destroy our satellite. Do you know what he got as a reward? Marks and Spencer's vouchers.
I know it doesn't seem much.
He's in so much pain, he can't even eat solid food.
Well, it's okay. Marks and Spencer's do lovely soups.
The pay rise you're asking for is out of the question, but maybe we can find some common ground.
We want £3 extra an hour, plus bathroom breaks.
I can't agree to that.
When I started here, you were lucky to get paid at all.
That's because you were born before the invention of currency.
I'm 49.
What? Look, we can't go to £3, but we could move it to £1.
It's no enough.
£1.25, final offer.
£2.25, with double bathroom breaks.
No way.
It's just a bathroom break.
You can have a quarter bathroom break.
I don't want to know what that is.
Well, you piddle through the door and dry your hands on someone else's jacket.
I've told you, if you won't make a serious offer, we'll strike.
But go on then, see if we care.
You'll care, with blood on your hands.
I can clean my hands. I'll get more breaks.
Look, you know our position.
And you know ours.
Put that keyboard down, Malcolm. I can't believe we've got henchmen picketing outside.
We'll have to tell evil Clive.
He's not been very balanced recently.
That's true. I had a meeting with him about a new torture device, and next thing I know, we were eating Ardendas and watching She's All That.
We need a plan.
What if we...
Which doesn't involve trapdoors or squashing people with an anvil.
Then I've got nothing.
We could call their bluff.
What do you mean?
We could pretend we're willing to sack them and get new henchmen. It's not a permanent fix, but it might force them back to the negotiating table.
And cause them severe emotional pain.
You might be a bit close to this, darling.
Let's try it. I'll even tell them...
Go for it.
Woo!
I hope this works.
Is everything okay, Sarah? I can sense a disruption in your chakra.
It's fine, I just get frustrated sometimes. I mean, is it all worth it? Really?
Of course it is. There will always be issues. Our job is to make them go away. And you're great at it. Right now, Malcolm is using your idea to help bring a volatile situation to an end in a calm and peaceful manner. There he goes now. This is going to work like a... Oh my god, they've tied him up.
Is that tar?
And feathers.
This is amazing.
You don't think they're going to tar and feather him?
I don't think they're making a collage.
How are we going to rescue him?
I don't know, but we'd best be quick. He seems surprisingly easy to creosote.
Steady now, Malcolm, steady. Sit down.
How are you feeling?
How do you think...
Have some water to wash the feathers down.
I've got tar in my larynx too.
What are we going to do?
I say we use tough love. Tie their legs apart and gird them with a cricket bat.
Where's the love?
I love cricket.
I've got an idea that's less violent. What if we send in a mole?
How do you mean?
We send someone so stupid, so idiotic, that they let down their guard and reveal some way to defeat them.
What if they just tar and feather the mole like they did me?
It's a risk, but not if we send someone expendable.
But who have we got that's expendable?
Bing bong, hello. Has anyone seen my glasses?
You don't wear glasses.
Ah.
And we have our man.
What's that now?
Jamie, we need your help with the strikers.
I don't play football.
She means that lot down there.
Are you sure? I haven't got much experience with trade unions.
I'm getting a bad feeling about this.
You don't need experience. We just need your raw ability to connect.
But what will I say?
What do you normally say to angry co-workers?
I'm sorry I set off a firework in the firework factory. Again. Hello.
Who are ye?
I'm Jamie from HR. I want to join the strike.
Look, we've already tarred and feathered Malcolm. You'll be next if you don't leave.
Please, I've brought my own placard.
Is that a crucifix?
Well, it's a lowercase t. I've tied a banner to it.
Which reads, "The onions forever."
There is power in an onion, so I'm striking with you, shoulder to shoulder, against the man, even though it isn't going to end well.
What are you talking about? We've got them on the run.
Got who on the run?
management.
You haven't. They're all drinking herbal tea. Look, they're waving. Hello.
We'll win this.
Nah. If Evil Clive finds out, he'll throw us to the sharks.
We're not afraid of Evil Clive.
Evil Clive.
I'm a bit afraid.
Well.
I'm apprehensive now you mention it.
I am on defense. Come on, lads. It's important that Evil Clive doesn't think we're afraid.
Everyone's afraid of Evil Clive. He's evil. One temp told me he created a post office-themed torture chamber when his parcel was 15 minutes late.
Strike.
What's it like?
Same as a regular post office.
We're not leaving until that lot up there give in.
Hello.
Stop waving at them.
I get it. I understand where you're coming from. I really do.
Do ye?
Not really, no. I just don't like silences.
You're an idiot.
Exactly. And even I know it's futile.
If we give up, they'll walk all over us in the future.
Then what are you going to do?
Keep striking, I suppose.
What if there's another way? Hello.
Jamie, you're back.
And not covered in anything.
How did it go?
Great. I think it's nearly settled.
Settled? You weren't there to negotiate.
But I did. And I think we came to an understanding.
What understanding?
That HR would give them more money.
But we can't.
Here's the clever part. You give them more money without actually giving them a pay rise.
That's incredible. So what's the plan?
Not a clue. I just thought you'd come up with that.
So your plan was to buy me 3 minutes to save the day?
You can do a lot with 3 minutes. Ask my girlfriend.
Hang on, though. I think Jamie's bedroom antics may have given me something.
For your information, that rash totally cleared up after 6 weeks.
What is it, Sarah? I'm holding my Ujaji breath.
So we need to give the strikers more money, right? Without giving them more money, right?
Right.
So what if we took less away?
Is anyone else confused?
It's simple. Each henchman pays income tax and national insurance. But if we get them to form autonomous hench collectives on a contractive basis, they'll pay less tax and it won't cost us a penny.
I can feel everything aligning.
We can probably even reduce our own liabilities and use that money for a one-off cash bonus.
Who could possibly set this scheme up? A scheme so diabolical.
We've got a load of tax inspectors locked in the dungeon. I'm sure one of them could be persuaded to help.
How?
Jamie, chuck us your crucifix, will you?
It's a lowercase t.
So, how's the day been, Prue?
Nothing out of the ordinary. Yoga, dead henchman, new temp, lunch, meditation, major industrial action, HMRC torture strike resolution, scented candles.
Yes, the strike. I take it you whipped the ungrateful scum.
Better. We put in place a plan allowing everyone to benefit in a mutual alignment of our diversely and strongly held personal beliefs.
You mean tax avoidance?
Just enjoy your healthy drink.
Ugh. But it tastes of...
seaweed and duck sweat. You've got to be cruel to be kind.
That's the HR way.
We're here to help.
You flourish in this corporation.
We're here to help
with recruitment and selection.
We do the payroll and the compensation.
We're here to help
with learning and development.
We're here to help
with performance management.
And we'll notify your wife if you get killed in the line of duty fighting spies.
This time it's personnel. Starring Flex Tooley, Miranda Coleman, Michael Terry, and Greg Winders. Music by Peter Adams and Paul Program. Produced by Greg Winders. Written and created by Rob Smith.